You are a longtime resident of Glenwood Springs, and you've been a public servant in the past, including being a municipal judge. Can you talk about why you decided to run for city council?
Yeah, I served 8 years on the Downtown Development Authority. That term ended last spring. Some people approached me to run for the at-large position. And after I thought about it, I decided that I really wanted to do that because the city's really in a unique place in its history. First of all, we have the bridge and the things related to the bridge. But I think even more importantly, you know, there's just a paradigm shift in City Hall. There's a change from an atmosphere in the city, you know, city administration from the past, which was considered to be more anti-business and anti-consumer friendly, to what I see to be is a city government that's very consumer friendly, really trying to get out there and to make this a good city for all the people that have to do business with or in conjunction with the city.
That's interesting, Charlie, when you say a paradigm shift. And I'm wondering how you think this sort of pro-business shift will change the face of Glenwood Springs.
Well, if I said pro-business, that isn't exactly what I meant by that. What I was saying is it's consumer friendly. So if somebody wants to get something done, they're being given a set of criteria. This is what we need to do to get it done, and this is how we're going to help you get through this process. The other difference is even, I think, more profound, and that is the idea that we're going to begin to work with in a collaborative process to get things done, rather than being fighting among the governments and things like that. And I really have seen that shift over the last 2 or 3 years in the city government.
Briefly, what do you think are some of the most important issues facing Glenwood Springs these days?
The obvious issue in your face, you know, kind of thing, the thing that's right there we have to deal with is the upcoming bridge closure in conjunction with the reopening of the new Grand Avenue Bridge, the redevelopment of the area-long 6th Street corridor from the where the Devereux Road is, which is essentially where the tram goes up, all the way down to where the Art Center is in the old electric building. That all needs to be looked at and determine how we could activate that area like we've been able to activate 7th Street. And then there's also going to be the completion of the improvements under 7th Street, you know, because the area under the bridge is going to be huge, and it's really going to allow us to activate that in a positive way. That's the short-term stuff. There are more long-term things, I think, that need to be done and really need to be started almost as we hit the ground.
Like what, long-term?
There are several areas in West Glenwood, Red Mountain, in particular, because I've been in those areas and looked at this specifically, but where the streets are just in terrible shape. I mean, they're basically falling apart at the seams. And Rick Davis has referred to this, but a number of years ago, there was a plan where they were taking a section of the city and saying, okay, we're going to fix these things. And at least my concept of what was going on then and what I think we need to bring back is we need to divide the city into, let's say the infrastructure lasts 20 years. You take 20 sections of the city and you say, this year we're going to do this section. And then 20 years from now, when that infrastructure needs to be replaced again, we're back at that same section of the city, ready to replace the infrastructure one more time. And we budget that. That's just a hard, fast thing the city council has to commit to doing, because those are the basic services for the citizens.
Glenwood Springs Recycling Center recently moved to the South Canyon landfill. At the city council meeting that addressed this issue, there were a lot of Glenwood Springs residents who showed up and talked about how they really wanted the recycling center to stay in town. Do you think the recycling center should come back to Glenwood or stay at the landfill?
Well, first of all, I was at that meeting and heard all those comments, and I think that it's good to hear the citizens come in and tell the council this is really important, because I think that's the stuff that helps council. The answer to your question is yes, absolutely. We have to find a place. The difficult thing there, and I don't know that I can promise that I'm going to be able to find a place, is where do we put it? I know from talking to the city administration and some of the council members that they have looked at almost every potential location and haven't come up with anything. And they even mentioned that at that meeting. That's what they had done, and asked the citizens to come up with some ideas. And, you know, it is something when it comes up as I'm walking around talking to people in the city that's come up. Somebody suggested, if you know where used to be the old Big John's down on Devereux Road, and then just to the and we always get the directions mixed up. I'll call it east because it's going that way on I-70. There's some tanks, and then you end up into the railroad yard in that area. It would seem to me, again, if we can work in some kind of collaborative process with some of those owners, that maybe there's a way to locate it in that area because it would be central. It wouldn't be affecting any residential area, and it might be a great location. But again, it might be railroad property, which is always very difficult to reach agreements on whether that could be used for a purpose like that.
Speaking of streets, as you were before, that might need some repair, I'm thinking about Midland Avenue out towards South Glenwood.
Right after the roundabout.
Exactly. And I'm also thinking about the proposed South Bridge project. What are your thoughts on South Bridge?
I think that concept of looking at that big picture, we got to fix the Sunlight Bridge, we have to rebuild Midland Avenue, which is difficult to do. It's in real steep terrain, and there's not a lot of room to expand for sidewalks and things like that. And then tying that into a South Bridge makes a lot of sense, and I certainly am in favor of that kind of an overall project. Having said that, money, of course, is an issue.
Where are the funds going to come from to support this?
The funds for the bridge in Midland can come from the recently passed A&I tax extension and the bonding that can come from that. The cost of the proposed bridge, I think they're talking the $40 to $50 million range, can't even be tackled with all of the bond money for to use all that, and that wouldn't make sense from an overall city standpoint. So the money from the South Bridge seems to me has to come, again, working through this collaborative process I mentioned before with the CONY, with RAFTA, and CDOT, and maybe getting the federal government involved in this project. And I know there's a bill before the Colorado legislature. Whether it's going to get through the legislature or not, I don't know, but that is to maybe have bonding for projects like this. That might be another way of getting funds to try to get that South Bridge constructed, but it definitely has to be a collaborative process.
Charlie Willman, I'm curious about what candidates think about energy sources. As the city continues to grow, where do you think the energy can come from?
What I remember reading in the paper when the city last renewed its contract, I forgot the name of the organization, it's Northwest United States organization of some kind, where they buy wholesale electricity and they resell it to the citizens. One of the things the council did is make that a fairly short-term contract so they could explore the options of adding renewable types of energy sources either to that contract or perhaps development of wind farms or solar panel arrays or that type of thing. So I think the council is in a position where they can do things like that. But assuming that that can then be done, I think that we definitely need to look at how we provide more of our electricity to the citizens by either repurchase or producing through solar panels and wind arrays. And I think those things are really important as long as it doesn't significantly increase the cost of electricity to citizens.
You were talking earlier about redevelopment of 6th Street and 7th Street in downtown. What are your ideas about developing the confluence area?
The plans that I've seen and the DDA and the city together and along with the Sonoran Institute a couple of years ago looked at and did a study of the area and brought in a lot of citizen input. And those plans, as best I recall, looked at having a buffer zone along the river for a river walk, indoor public amenities along the river. Everybody agreed that was really important. Where the differences start coming back is what happens as you, for lack of a better term, you move up the hill to the plateau that where the current ball field is that the city just acquired in their trade with the school district. How do you look at that development? And I think when people are talking mixed use, they're talking about a strata of uses. That is, maybe near the river we have some commercial uses where people could sit out on a deck, for instance, and have lunch and a drink and be able to view the river and use that amenity. And then as you move further up the hill, then look into providing housing for some of the housing needs that Glenwood obviously has.
Charlie Willman, thanks very much.
Thank you.